Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Story Pirates, kids write stories. We act them out and kids write more.
Hey, welcome to the Story Pirates podcast. I'm Lee Overtree.
And I'm Mindy Thomas from SiriusXM's Kids Place Live.
Every story you hear from the Story Pirates comes from the mind of a kid. That's right. All of our sketches, all of our songs were originally written by kids and then adapted by the Story Pirates into sketch comedy and musical theater. We're going back into the archives to play you some of our favorite stories. Mindy, what do we have today?
Well, today we are going back to June of 2012, where you guys asked our kid listeners to write stories about strange superpowers. And so we're going to play a story written by Kenna. She was an 8-year-old from Timothy Christian School in Elmhurst, Illinois, and her story was called No Ice Cream.
But before we hear Story Pirate's adaptation of Kenna's story, here's Story Pirate Peter McNerney reading the original story that Kenna sent to us. Peter, take it away.
Thanks, Lee. And here is Kenna's story, No Ice Cream. There was a town called Hotville. The sun always shined in this town. The people needed ice cream, but there was no ice cream. They had nothing but mac and cheese, hot chocolate, and hot dogs, but those things didn't make you cooler. A superhero named Kenna came. She had the power to freeze things. She said, "Do you like ice cream?" The townspeople said, "We need ice cream." She said, "I'll make ice cream. I need a big, empty pool, lots of heavy cream, 3 semi-trucks of sugar and vanilla." So the townspeople showed her the community pool. It was so hot that all the water in the pool had evaporated. Super Kenna dumped all the ingredients in the pool. Then she pushed a helicopter to the ground and politely asked the pilot to use his helicopter. He said, "Yes," and got out. She mixed the ingredients together with a helicopter that was upside down, and then she used her superpowers to freeze it. When Super Kenna was done, everyone jumped in the pool and ate all the ice cream in the pool. They changed their community name to Ice Cream Land and were never hot again. The end. And now, here's the Story Pirates adaptation of Kenna's story, No Ice Cream.
One bottle of juice on the wall, one bottle of juice. Hey, take it down, pass it around. No more bottles of juice on the wall. Oh boy, oh boy, was that fun. Oh, what do you say we sing it again? But we start at 1,000. 1,000 bottles of juice on the wall.
No, 1,000 bottles of juice.
What?
Don't
sing anymore. I can't handle it.
Oh, come on, Harriet. We're on a road trip. We have to sing car songs. And before you know it, we'll be there. Come on, look at that mountain. Oh. We'll be going round the mountain when we go.
We've been driving for 10 straight hours.
Almost 11.
It's blistering hot out. We don't even have air conditioning.
It dries out my throat.
Pull over at the next town and we'll get some water.
But we're making great time.
I'm so thirsty.
Well, I didn't pack anything to drink, but I do have some food.
You do?
I sure do. Found a peanut just now.
Gerald, hey! Stop singing and pull over this car right now.
Fine.
Oh, it's so hot out here, and I can't see anything.
Yeah, me neither. The sun is so bright.
Close your eyes, Della, just in a moment.
Who said that?
I did. You parked at my house.
Oh, there you are. We're on your porch.
Yep, it's even sunny in the shade. Welcome to Hotville. I'm an old man. Do you have any ice cream?
No, I don't.
We need ice cream. We don't have ice cream.
Listen, is there just a place to get something cold to drink around here?
Nope. Everything here is hot. Would you like some mac and cheese, hot tamales, or hot dogs?
Do you have water?
It's very hot.
Iced tea?
Hot tea.
Bathtubs?
Hot tubs.
Tacos?
Hot tacos.
Email?
Hotmail.
Ugh, those things don't make you cooler, and it's boiling out here.
Even our weather is hot. I often find myself sitting in the sun, looking out and hoping that a superhero who has the power to freeze things will just show up and make everything cooler. But I'm starting to doubt that'll ever happen.
Hey, look up at the sun. Somebody's coming. Hello! I'm a superhero named Kenna, and I have the power to freeze things! Wow, that is amazing.
He was just talking about you.
It's not that weird. I always talk about her, but she finally came.
Do you like ice cream?
We need ice cream.
I'll make ice cream, because I am Super Kenna. I have the power to freeze things. I need a big empty pool, lots of heavy cream, and 3 semi-trucks of sugar and vanilla.
You can use the community pool. It's so hot, all of the water has evaporated.
And you can use our heavy cream. I keep 100 gallons in my trunk for emergencies.
And the pool is right next to the sugar and vanilla factory.
Well, it sounds like we have everything we need. Let's go to the pool!
This is perfect. We're so thankful for you, Kenna. We'll have ice cream in no time.
Uh-oh. I can only see one problem. Once we get all the ingredients into the pool, we have nothing large enough to mix it.
Maybe you could freeze some other things while we figure this out.
Hey, look up at the sky. It looks like local news got a hold of this story.
Looking out of the hot dog community pool on another scorching day, it appears an old man, 2 tourists, and an unidentified superhero have assembled everything they need for a huge batch of ice cream. Oh, now the superhero's flying up towards me. She's grabbed hold of the helicopter and she is pushing it down. She's pushing the helicopter to the ground. And we are on the ground.
Hi, my name's Kenna. I'm a superhero and I have the power to freeze things. And I can also push helicopters to the ground. May I use your helicopter?
The superhero has politely asked me if she can borrow my helicopter. I'm gonna get out and say yes.
Perfect. Okay, now we dump in the ingredients. Now we turn the helicopter upside down. Oh! And now I'll turn it on while I use my superpower. My name is Kenna, and I have the power to freeze things!
Kenna, you did it! You made us a pool full of ice cream. I will gather the whole town, and we will eat it together. Hey, you two, save some for the rest of us.
Oh, it is so good.
Oh, and this ice cream is so cold.
Don't worry, old man. There'll be ice cream for everyone in Hotville. Forever! Because I am Kenna, and I have my superpower to freeze things! And I want to move to Hotville, or at least vacation here.
After using my traffic copter as a huge blender, locals of Hotville are arriving in droves to eat all the ice cream in the pool. Oh, it looks like the mayor is about to make a speech.
Attention, citizens. I'm pleased to introduce to you our newest resident, the superhero Kenna. Woo! From now on, our community will be called Ice Cream Land, and we will never be hot again.
Well, what do you say, Gerald? Should we stay here in Ice Cream Land forever?
I'd love to! With all the ice cream that never ends. Yes, it goes on and on, my friend!
Gerald! I love that song!
Me too! The end!
And now, Lee Overtree speaks with the author herself, Kenna.
Hi, Kenna.
Hi.
How are you today?
Good.
Kenna, can you tell us where you are right now?
I'm in my house.
And where do you live?
I live in Glen Allen.
Is that in Illinois?
Yep.
Is that near Chicago?
Yep.
How old are you, Kenna?
I'm 9. I'm in the 4th grade.
How do you like 4th grade?
It's fun. Very fun.
What's your favorite thing about it?
I don't really have a favorite.
Do you have a least favorite?
No.
Well, that's good.
They're all equal.
Everything's equal. Great.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any hobbies? Like, what do you do in your spare time?
Oh, I like reading. I like writing. I like drawing. I play the piano. I play violin. And I like to sing.
That's a lot of music.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of piano do you play?
I have no idea what the types of piano music are.
Can you tell me the name of a piece of music that you can play on piano?
Angels We Have Heard on High. I've got that down by memory.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's impressive. So can I ask you some questions about your story?
Sure.
How did you come up with the idea for this story?
Well, it was summer when I wrote it, so I wanted to write about a place where it was really hot, and a superhero comes and makes ice cream.
And does it get really hot where you live?
Sometimes.
But not as hot as Hotville.
No.
Hotville, in your imagination, is like the hottest place ever.
100 degrees.
So do you like it when it's hot outside, or do you prefer it to be cold?
I like just the right temperature, like 70 degrees, 70, 75.
You're not alone. That is a good temperature.
Mm-hmm.
In your story, the superhero is named Kenna.
Yep.
Is she named after you?
Mm-hmm.
If you could have any superpower, what would it be?
I would have the power to travel through time.
Whoa, and where would you go?
I'd go back to the time of ancient Egypt.
Whoa, I love ancient Egypt. Why would you go there?
I would like to see, like, the pyramids.
I would like to see how the pyramids got built.
Oh, yeah.
Because, seriously, how did they do that?
I have no idea.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And in your story, your superhero, Kenna, has the power to freeze things.
Mm-hmm.
She freezes everything into one particular kind of food.
Ice cream.
Do you like ice cream?
I love ice cream.
What's your favorite kind of ice cream?
My favorite kind of ice cream is chocolate.
Like rich, dark chocolate, or do you like creamy milk chocolate?
Rich, dark chocolate.
And how many times a week do you eat ice cream?
In the summer, lots of times, but right now, today, I haven't eaten any ice cream.
That makes sense, because it's sort of cold outside, right?
Yeah. But I did have hot chocolate today.
Ooh. Was it a rich, dark hot chocolate?
I have no idea about that.
Do you have any advice for kids who want to write their own story?
How about do, like, what's the first thing that comes up in your mind?
Oh, I like that advice. What's the first thing that comes up in your mind right now?
Watching Frozen again.
What's the second thing that comes up in your mind right now?
Watching Despicable Me 2. It's out.
It's already out?
Yeah, on DVD.
Okay, now what's the next thing that comes up in your mind right now?
Getting the movie Turbo.
You really like movies.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that. Well, why not? Movies are awesome.
Yep.
Kenna, thank you so much for talking to us today.
You're welcome. Bye.
Thanks to all of you out there for listening to today's podcast. Special thanks to Kenna's mom, Christy, and to Sirius XM Radio.
If you want to see Story Pirates live, we'll be performing in Malibu and Torrance, California this January, and at our Saturday family flagship shows in New York City. You can find info and tickets for those shows on our website, storypirates.org. While you're there, check out our Story Love program, where you can read real stories written by kids and tell the authors how awesome they are. We have live Story Love events in New York City every month. Also, don't forget to pick up some Story Pirates t-shirts, sweatshirts, and other gear for your family and friends. Now through December 15th, get 15% off online orders when you use the code PODCAST at storypirates.org/store. Remember to friend us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. We'll see you next time.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you! Delicious sushi!
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here. Thank you.
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here. Thank you.
This seems like a lot
it's
of...
It's here. Thank you.
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy. I can't stop.
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi.
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.